Thank you for calling. Please stay on the line and the next available representative will be with you momentarily.
This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes. Hey, Sequoia.
Hey.
Hey, how are you today?
I'm good.
Good. All right. So, I did want to get with you. Let's see. I know last week you did have 100 on your QA, but I am seeing that this week there are several QAs that are coming through. I'm not sure if you've looked at your daily.
Yes, ma'am, I did look at it, and it says I had 2 zeros on 2 of my calls.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I did want
like
to go with
automatic fail for one. Let me look at the other one. I didn't look at the other one.
Yeah, they were actually, hold on, I got them right here. They were both. They're both automatic fails. The one that you received for Supreme, it was because you didn't offer any saves. So that is automatic fail. And then on that, you also, you put in the notations that you offered saves, but you didn't. And then on the one that you had for the Jabob's Way, at the end of the call, before the call was disconnected, the customer had made a credit card threat and you just let him go. so that would be an autofill on that, because if he would have disconnected, you would have still, you know, had to call him back and began threat protocol to avoid him disputing, or that being, you know, a dispute being placed on those charges. So that's what those zeros were for. Now I do know, because I'm showing in, let's see, that Ashley has spoken to you previously, in regards to making sure that you provide the product name, making sure that you provide product knowledge and so forth on the calls. And because I am showing that she's actually spoken to you numerous times on it, we are going to have to go to next step on this. Let's see, because I show that, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I show you have 8 QAs right now. Two of them are zeros. 1, 2, 3 are 80s, and then there's 3 that are 90. I did actually pull and review every one of those calls just to make sure that they were valid. There is an 80 that should be being bumped up to a 90, because it was a fragrant jewel call. At the end of the call, you didn't read off the survey like you're supposed to at the end of the call, and so they did.
Oh my god!
The 10 points.
Oh my god! I forgot about the surveys. Oh my god!
Yeah,
the whole time I've been at home doing the fragrant jewel calls, I have not been saying anything about the surveys.
Yeah, because that there was actually 3 fragrant jewel calls that they got you for, and on each of those you didn't read the survey at the closing. So make sure that you are doing that. You know, it doesn't have to be verbatim, but you need to, you know, as close as possible to it, you know, to make sure that you're covering everything. But
Jeez.
one of those 80s.
I forget that.
I know it happens. You just going forward, make sure that you know, are doing that. But on that one that was an 80, they got you for not reading the survey and also for hold time. But when I looked at the hold time, it wasn't over 30 seconds. So I did dispute that portion of that QA. So that should be bumped up to a 90. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that will go up a little bit, but with any of the calls that you take, for retention, you have to make sure that you're stating the product name. Reason being is a lot of times people call and they'll be like, I've got a charge on my account, I don't know what this is for, da 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 da. Well, once you open the call and, you know, verify the account, that's why you need to say the product name. So just say, for example, it's the Rapid Keto Burn or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
sometimes by you saying the actual name of the product, it will make them remember placing the order. Because a lot of times these people are ready to go dispute the charges because they don't know who's billing them. And they think, okay, I didn't order anything, because what they're seeing on their statement is the actual merchant ID. So even if they order the rapid keto burn, that's not what shows on their statement. You see what I'm mm-hmm. saying? So by making sure that you give them that product name, sometimes it can help them remember, okay, yes, I did place this order. And also with the product knowledge, and I do have some information that I can send you if you need some information on that, where I've got it broke down into sections like for the ketos, and I've got one for like the face creams, and then like one for the male enhancement products, where I've got highlighted on there the minimal product knowledge that you can give for each of those.
Mm-hmm.
The thing about it is, no matter what type of keto it is, it's all the same product knowledge. Mm-hmm. Same with the male enhancement, the CBD, all of that. It's all the same product knowledge, because they all do the same thing. But you have to, the reason they're wanting you to do that is because a lot of times when you remind the customer of some of the benefits of the product, it takes them back to why they initially placed the order. And it gives you a better opportunity of being able to save the account, because that is, retention, retaining the customer, that is the object. But I know it doesn't happen as often as they would like it to, but
mm-hmm.
so that is something that they do require that you are doing on all calls, as well as offering the saves. I'm not sure why you didn't offer the saves on this Supreme call, but just make sure you're going through your saves. It's three saves except for Lit Media. You do have to make sure that you're offering your saves on all those calls, because every time you don't do it and they catch it, it's going to be autofill. Okay, and I don't want to see that happen, because I know, y'all look forward to y'all's QA bonus, and we want to try to help you get that in any way we can. But you have to make sure you're offering saves and saying your product name and giving the product knowledge. The only other thing was on that Jabob's Way, where they made that threat at the end of the call. Even if they make a threat and then they hang up, you would still have to call back. Or even if you've already branded the call and they make a threat, you still have to call, you still have to adhere to that threat. Okay. So just make sure you're paying attention, because they don't want, we want to try to avoid a dispute at all.
Yeah. Is it a way that we could listen to that call? Cause I remember, yesterday or today, the day before yesterday or something, I'm not sure, but I had a customer call in and he was making a threat, but it was mm-hmm. a same day order. And I explained to him that he was going to get a refund for the order, but he was still mm-hmm. saying something about a threat. So I didn't think I had to do threat protocol, because he was already getting a refund. So how does that work?
Well, it's just like this. If a threat's made, a refund should be processed. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but
so if he makes a threat, you would have to be on the call saying, okay, yes, sir, I've gone ahead and refunded the account. The account's been canceled. You'll see that refund reflect back in 3 to 5 business days.
Yeah, and I stated all that, and he was still like.
Yeah, that wasn't this call.
Okay.
But I will get it sent to you so you can listen to it, because you had handled it and the call was almost over, and then at the end of the call he said that he was gonna contact his credit card company.
Okay.
Because the call was only like a minute. It was a little over a minute, so it wasn't a very long call, because I want to say the account had already been canceled prior to him calling. I can't remember. I pulled that yesterday, so I'd have to. I don't want to tell you wrong on that, but I do know at the end of the call he did make that threat. But I'll get that sent to you. But it's very important that you are, following protocol on the calls, referring to your script page. Make sure you're offering that product knowledge, giving the product name, watching your hold times, offering your saves. Because I don't want to, again, I don't want to see you, lose your QA bonus, but I don't want to, see, continued disciplinary action taken either.
Correct.
Because I see, there was, let me go back and look, see what that was. Because I showed that you had been given a coaching and counseling on November the 6th, and it included some of the same things. So this would be the next step, which would be a verbal warning, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, I do want to let you know, in 90 days, it would fall off, okay? So just so you know, I mean, and that goes for any write-up that you're given. After 90 days, they automatically fall off. Mm-hmm. So basically, in 90 days after this falls off, if something were to happen again, you would start back over with a developmental coaching, okay? But I do want to just make you aware of the severity, because the next step would be a written warning, okay? And then after that, it would be suspension, okay? So really want to try to work on these things. And just so you know, anything that's out there between, for tomorrow, if there's a QA that comes out and the call is dated for the 17th of November, that's not going to affect you because it's before I actually spoke to you. Okay. Mm-hmm. So from this point forward, just moving forward, make sure that you're, watching your hold times and offering your product knowledge and saying the product name, and definitely make sure you're offering your saves and stuff. But, and if you would like, I will, send you that information on the product knowledge. I've given it so much, I've memorized it. So I automatically see when I pull up an account, if it's keto, it's, it's just drilled in my brain now. You'll get it it's just like anything. Once you use it, it becomes habit. So you'll get in the habit of doing it, but you just got to build that habit. Okay. Just want you to know, Ashley is still your lead. She's just been on vacation this week. So I'm trying to make sure everything's taken care of for her. She will be back on Monday. But between now and then, if you have any questions or you need any help, feel free to reach out to me. I'll be glad to help. But I do want to ask, do you have any questions about anything that I've gone over with you today?
No. But I'm trying to go ahead and click on, how we sign into the pending write-ups?
Mm-hmm.
It's saying something about an error or something. I'll just try again later.
Yeah, because I haven't, I'll go ahead and get it done while I've got you on the line. Get it put in. But.
And I noticed today I got a call, and I think it was a new, I wouldn't say new, I'm not sure. I haven't been working here that long, so I don't know if it's new or not. But it was saying something about a flashlight, and she was like, and it was a bunch of stuff that added to her order, and she was like, I don't want this, I don't want that, and it was like a bracelet, and I was like,
Okay, so that has actually just gotten added, and we are, I'm going to look and see if it's been updated yet.
Because I looked at the script, and I didn't see a website for it, and I was just like, discipline and refunding, basically, what she did not want. And I think it was a warranty and it was a bracelet. And I know it said a flashlight, but she wanted the flashlight. She just didn't want the bracelet and the warranty. And I couldn't give any product knowledge about the bracelet because I didn't know what it was. And I just canceled it and refunded her for it. Because when I clicked on the script page, I didn't see a website to even see what it was.
All right. So what you're going to do on that, until that information gets added to the script page, you're just going to actually, it is on there now. They did put it up there. It tells you on there. Let's see. All right. Let's see.
Was it healthy living?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's see. On the flashlights,
Okay, I see it. Artemis. Can you pronounce that for me?
Let's see. I can't say it. Do not need to be returned. So I'm not sure what that is, but I will have to find out on what that is. But if it's already shipped, they do have to return the flashlight or bracelet. You know, you'd have to do the RMA.
Mm-hmm.
There's no restocking fee on that. But you would follow the same 35, 50, 75. Those are your saves.
Mm-hmm.
For the flashlight and the bracelet. If
do we do
after,
the offer the free bracelet, the keep the bracelet for free, and then what is it? You keep the AirPods for free, and then I'm not sure. I forgot. It's something
yeah,
like
it,
that.
Yeah, it doesn't say that on the script. What I'm showing is if they're still in trial. It's 35, 50, 75% discount.
Mm-hmm.
And then if it's out of trial, it's 35, 50, 75% refund.
Okay.
But if they're wanting a full refund, of course, you only do the 50, and then they would have to return it to get the other 50%.
Okay.
And then you would, you know, make sure you give them the RMA. Yeah, this is new. This has actually just been added. So, just going forward, make sure, you know, just check your script.
Okay.
So I'm trying to see what I can find out about the with the flashlight. For the time being, until I can find out what some product knowledge is on that, just make sure you're saying that it, you know, has extended battery life,
okay,
and that it's a durable flashlight or something to that nature. I don't know what that that bracelet is, the survival bracelet, so I'm not even going to act like I do. I am trying to see what I can find out on that, too, so I can get that information to you, to everybody, actually. So.
Okay. Yeah, but I only just had one call about that today.
Yeah. Yeah, it started coming in, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, what is this? So, yeah, because we try to, you know, make sure that y'all know as soon as we do, but sometimes they don't send us the information until people have already started calling. So, but, yeah, so I'm waiting to see what I can find out on that bracelet, and then I'll make sure I send it over for you.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, if you will, let's say I went ahead and got that entered in the system for you. So when you get a chance, you know, just look it over. If you want to put any comments on there, you know, it gives you that option. Of course, you can always refuse to sign it if you want, or you can sign it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you think of anything, any questions come up, please let me know, and I will. If I don't know the answer, I'll help you find the answer. And give me just a few minutes, and I'll get you that call sent over that we were talking about, where that threat was made. Okay.
It would be sent through email.
I'm going to see if it'll let me send it through Teams. If
okay.
It doesn't let you open it, let me know, and I'll have to email it to you.
Okay.
Okay.
And one more question to make sure
okay.
I'm not putting in the wrong password for the to sign the write-up.
Mm-hmm.
What is the password?
Okay, so when you go to log in, it's going to be your first initial and your last name, and that's it for the username. Your password is going to be the password that you use to log into your computer.
Okay.
Okay.
Got it.
All right. Good deal. All right. Well, I will talk to you later. You have a good rest of your shift, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.